HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today we have a very, very accomplished entrepreneur and a very close friend, Sandeep Tyagi, with us. Sandeep, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Ashutosh. It's a pleasure to be here at Brand Called You, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much, Sandeep, for your time. Your advice to all our people watching, would it be that a bird in hand is better than two in the bush?
The advice is never look back. You take your journey, you take your path, and whichever path you take, you would take it with all due consideration. In US, there's a term called Monday morning coach. So it's very easy after the game is done to come back and say, this is how you should have played. But you got to play the game the best you can and go with it. So sometimes it's better to have a bird in hand. Sometimes it's better to hold on and don't second guess yourself.
So let's move on. You formed a new venture, ST Advisors. Tell us a little bit about ST. Talk a little bit about your business. Talk about how you've scaled up around the world. And what are your plans for ST?
So this is again a step that was quite, I would not say it was very precisely planned when I started it. 2008, when I exited from Inductis, I was feeling well-to-do and rich. And 2008, crisis struck. And my exit money was being managed by some of the best wealth managers, companies in US. And I saw my net worth plunge by 60% between, you know, beginning of 2008 to end of 2008. And that was a painful experience. So as I sat there wondering what I should do, I thought the best thing to do is figure out how to build something which will do this systematically in a better way. And that's how the journey of ST started. And thank you for being an investor throughout our journey. I think we've been fortunate. We started a fund called iAlpha that has generated 11 to 18% return, and touch on wood, it has never had a negative month in nearly 10 years that it's been running. Yeah. So that has been good. But the core theme here has been somewhat similar to where I started my career. It combines computer science and analytics. So it uses the computer science and analytics to do better investments, to do systematic investments. We do not use a lot of subjective decision-making in investments. We use a lot of mathematical models. We use a lot of precision using computer science on how to execute on those models. That's what the business is. So we started with only India. For first 4 years till 2012, was only focused on India. And we started trading and investing through all the markets. So NSE, BSE, MCX, and now there are two in Gandhinagar with Gift City.
And would it be okay to say that you are probably one of the largest in the country today?
By turnover, that would certainly be true. Since we do high-frequency trading and we use machines to trade, depending on the market segment, we could represent anywhere from few percentage points to over 10, 15% of the market volumes.
Okay.
So started with India, and then we have expanded, now present in 5 countries, Brazil, Singapore, Dubai, and United States.
So before I move on to the next question, the 3 opportunities that you have come across, you have very, very casually mentioned that things just happened. And you seem to have stumbled along, which may not necessarily have happened without a lot of determination for the way you are implementing the things that are happening. Yes, everything has a bit of luck, but you seem to have been in all the right places, taking the right decisions. What made you do these things?
I would say being true to what my journey was so far always allows you to go in a way that makes sense for you. So when I was a student, My father, my grandfather, both my grandfathers were doctors, and it was assumed that I should become a doctor. But I had a pretty horrible way with drawing. So the only thing I could draw well was amoeba, because it has no shape. So I could not be a doctor. I could not remember spellings. And in biology, I had no idea why, but they have very long names.
Yeah.
So those two things I couldn't do. But math I could. So that little difference between what I could do and what I couldn't do led me to study math. That led me to study engineering. That led me to study computer science. And because I knew computer science and I was a young, growing partner in Mitchell Madison, the average director in a consulting firm tends to have 15 years of experience. Now, I had qualified in one dimension. I had lost my hair or turned gray. So I could be a director in a consulting firm. But I didn't have the experience that a consulting firm director has. So the only way I could compete was by using data. So computer science combined with data led me to focus on these two areas, which led me to do e-commerce and data analytics. So the journey is step by step. It seems like it is all at the right spot at the right time, but I guess it's just being true to what you have done so far and then taking the next step and not knowing the whole journey is just fine by me.
Talk to us a little bit about your learnings from your biggest failures.
So that's a tough question, and I would expect no less from you, Ashutosh. You'd make me think. So when I reflect back, the biggest mistake was at the time, probably when I was having also my biggest success. So around 2004, we were really doing very well. We were doing cutting edge work with several companies, and as a small company getting checks which we had never seen. And flush with cash, I went out and acquired a company in Philippines and Philippines, India, and US, which was in the outsourcing space. Mm-hmm. Now, why did I do it? I still don't know. Maybe hubris. I thought I could put together a much bigger company. Maybe fear. I thought that the larger companies that I could see growing had outsourcing. And if I wanted to build a bigger company, I needed to get that. But that ended up being a bit of a fiasco. We lost 85% of the capital we put in. And I'm just lucky and fortunate that in 2-3 years, I did realize my mistake and put an end to it. But that was the biggest mistake. And my learning from there is that just because you're good in one thing does not necessarily mean that you're going to be good at everything. So stick to your knitting and try to do things that where you have some innate, distinctive capability.
Okay.
That was the learning.
So all your life, you have been in what I could broadly call the fintech space. Would that be correct?
I would probably broaden it to analytics and tech.
Analytics and tech.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of young people who are looking at this space. As their closing remarks, what would your advice be to them?
Just do it. That is my advice. I think the best thing to do is when that deep desire comes and that's what you are thinking every day and that's at the core of your being that you want to do something, nurture it, grow it, and do it. And what seems impossible because you cannot see where the journey will take you becomes possible because you can always see what's the next step you can take. So you just keep moving and just keep doing what you are supposed to be doing and follow your passion.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com. Or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.